LeBron,
Durant, and Steph Curry, all players who've made over $500 million in their career, and now James Harden joins them.
That would be half a bill, by the way. Half a billion dollars.
It's good to be good at basketball.
All because you're good at basketball.
It's good to be good at basketball.
Isn't it weird, our priorities in our country and the way things work?
Jeff.
I am the best dang high school social studies teacher east of the Mississippi. Hey, congratulations. Here's your 55G.
Jeff, okay. We don't have time to go down the fact that maybe some of this stuff is slightly out of whack.
That's another show, isn't it, Dan?
That's a deeper conversation that could, you know, parallel with what I found for history coming up.
I am really, it's some of the stupidest stuff. Sports is the stupidest stuff. Now, I've made my career,
you know, same.
Like talking about covering, reporting on sports. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous.
It's the great unifying distraction. It's fantastic.
And you can
it's
do
the
it.
Great unifier.
You can do it in every sport. Golf. I'm going to hit this little ball over all of this acreage with a stick. And if I can hit it fewer times than you, I'm better. And I make money.
Absolutely. Not only money, but I can find someone who is going to give me $700 million to hit that little white ball for my tour.
I've always
and then have the tour go defunct but still have to pay.
I've always loved baseball in so many ways. Pitcher. I'm really good at throwing this round ball to that guy in there over that little weird-looking square thing in a way that you can't hit it with that round stick. That's something.
And for your ability,
that's something.
I will make sure that you do it here and only here for the next 8 years for $325 million. It's
that guy's really good at picking up the ball that these guys hit with a stick and throwing it over to that other square, that guy who's over at that square thing over there before you can run down to where he is.
And for you, you will get 2 years for about $20 million, especially if you stand in the center of the diamond and not in either of the corners for that ability.
We could go on and on and on.
It's insane. Yes, you're right. Again, this is not the place to
sports are silly.
Sports are so
we say
silly.
Here on Sports it's Talk Radio.
It's the best. It's why it will forever make me smile. It's the greatest distraction we all have going to everything else.
And I'm really good at taking this bigger ball and throwing it through that circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at giving it to other guys who are good at that too. And I can stand in front of you and stop you from doing it.
Well, the guy,
and for that, I get a $500 million.
I was going to say, the guy who did that just get two of those three things.
Woo!
Just got 3 years and $99 million for being really good at doing two of those three things.
I forget all of our just stupid conversation we just had. I said last week, I said the week before, everybody was all over the Cavaliers. Oh, they're not doing anything. It's a disastrous offseason. The season doesn't start till October, folks.
And hell, LeBron
calm
would,
down.
And LeBron would tell you the season doesn't start until mid-February when the trade deadline passes.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. But the Cavs have now made moves. And they get Peyton Watson, a wing guy, much-needed wing guy. And they sign up James Harden, which we kind of figured would be closely followed. Would follow after the trade, a trade, whatever trade it was. I still think they could use another body or two. My guess is they'll find one, but that's your Cavs team. Mm-hmm. Henry is in Akron. Henry, thank you for calling back. I know you wanted to talk earlier in the show, and we were talking football.
How are you, Henry?
Henry wanted to talk basketball, but he doesn't want to talk now. Henry, call back. So there.
That'll happen.
Do you like the look of this team, and do you like the look of this team as a top-notch competitor in the Eastern Conference?
So I was going to do that. I was going to make that list. So I think Philly, and again, this is all on paper, right? It's all we have right now is paper. I think the Knicks are still better, if everybody's healthy on paper.
Than the Cavs?
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed? Or am I nuts?
I like the Knicks.
Okay. Philly is the interesting one. Because I don't think they're going to go through the whole season with Joel Embiid being healthy. Now, the question is...
They might not need him to be.
Well, yeah, it's valid. But you do need somebody who could play defense and can rebound it. He can do that really well.
Somebody rebound for me and play some D inside.
And he's a pick-and-roll monster who can take some of the pressure off.
That's the type of a team that could just go get somebody to play center and just drop him in there and have that kind of a center. Because with Maxey and Edgecombe and LeBron and Jaylen Brown, you don't even need Embiid to score.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is nice having somebody who's 7 feet tall and can pass the way that guy can. And take some of the pressure off your ball handlers.
When Embiid's healthy, he's phenomenal.
Right.
He's one of the, I would say, when he's healthy, he's top five.
The question is, can that guy be healthy? By the way, I don't expect you to have this answer because I don't think any of us have this answer in any way. He's Joel Embiid. He's the ultimate wild card going. You dream that he would be healthy.
Danny hasn't been healthy in his career.
Right.
He came into the league not healthy.
Right. And when he was healthy, he won the damn MVP.
You would assume that he's not going to be healthy. However, if you can get him healthy for March, April, May, and June, that's all you need, really.
That's all you need.
It's really all you need.
That's all you need. Yeah,
Henry was in Akron, and Henry is called back. Henry, you there now?
Henry, how are you, man?
Yes, I'm there now. Thank you for taking my call. I was going to say that was an awful deal to retain Harding. And then I was going to say this again. It don't matter how many wing players we get. As long as we got Atkinson, we're not going to get to the finals. We're not going to win the finals. I'm sick. This is not Golden State. All he thinks about is shooting threes. We need a doggish team, a team with a dogmatic attitude. Until they get there, we're not winning nothing. That's what I got to say.
Henry, glad you called back.
I do need to point out that Peyton Watson's probably more of a slasher than anything else. And the three-point shot.
It's evolving.
It's evolving. But he's definitely more of an explosive slasher and somebody who can do a lot of killer back cuts and can find his own shot as well.
I like getting Peyton Watson. 6'8" athletic guys who can defend, that's good. He's an evolving player. He's a young guy. And keep in mind, I think the Cavs paid a lot to get a guy, and I don't mean to diminish what he did as he was developing as a player. They paid a lot, both in money and in assets to get him for a guy who's been pretty good for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep your fingers crossed, Dan, that is, as Kevin Stefanski would say, trending appropriately. And that the 1 year wasn't a fluke.
I don't think it is just because athletic marvel, you know?
I don't either.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's still a small sample. No, you're correct.
The guy's had one good year in the NBA. Let me take it back. He's had about 55 good games in the NBA.
That's a good point.
Because he missed about 30 games last year.
That's a good point.
Mike's in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, how are you, man?
Great.
Doing well.
So you went just a little bit ago when you were talking about contracts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, remember, I know this, I have to remember one sentence here. When A-Rod signed for $250 million for 10 years with the Rangers.
I know it well.
Thank you, John Hart. But everybody's like, oh my God, this is insane. Now that would be like the norm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten so outrageous that one of the greatest analogies was just 5 minutes ago, and like, oh yeah, I can do 2 out of 5 things well. So here's $99 million for 4 years.
Mike, it's true, isn't it?
I can cook 17 things at the same time, and I make $24 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just so. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's the world we're living in. I mean, like. Again, this isn't a civics program. This isn't a better allocation of anything like that. We're a sports show. We're here to have some fun with it and all of that kind of good stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of whack.
I mean, if I could do it, I would.
Absolutely.
If I had the cash, I'd pay everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, let's get it going.
Sadly, people aren't signing up to watch us work, and I wish they would.
You guys deserve more, I'm sure.
Well, Mike, I couldn't agree with you more.
I couldn't either.
Mike's the caller of the day.
Everybody wants more. Everybody needs more.
Absolutely.
You know?
Of course.
So,
absolutely.
And then one more thing. Do you think they keep Harden, or is he going to be on the move?
I think they keep him, Mike. I do. I think he's here. He's got a trade kicker, too.
So
just like Watson.
All right. I didn't want to do this now, but it got brought up. Does Harden see year two of that contract?
Yes.
Does Harden see 2.5 of that contract?
Hmm. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us.
This is the problem, is it's James Harden. At any point, he can throw his hands up and just go, I'm out. I'm done. I've done everything I can. Get me the hell out of here. because he's done it. He went MIA on the Clippers. They couldn't find him until they were watching the Arizona Wildcats basketball game and saw him sitting courtside during their own game. Like,
well, see that,
this is James Harden.
Can I tie this back in with what we talked about earlier?
Sure.
This is where he's going to have to buy in. I'm sorry. If James, and I'm not bashing the guy, because I don't think you should bash him. He's phenomenal. He's been a phenomenal NBA player. He's one of the best players in NBA history. But if he could buy into, if Kenny Atkinson is selling this, hey, James, 15 points, 10 assists, turn Donovan into a 22, 23-point-a-game guy, get Evan his 20 a game, and get Peyton Watson 14, and get Jared Allen 13, 14 points. You're a better team than you are if you have Donovan scoring 28 and James scoring 23. And James didn't even shoot that much with the Cavs last year. But as you've pointed out accurately, he has the ball in his hands a lot. And this team, you've now got a big guy in Evan Mobley who can run the floor like crazy. You've got Peyton Watson, who's a real athletic guy and can run the floor like crazy. You have a big in Jared Allen who gets up and down the floor, is good in transition, does a nice job. And then you've got two guards who like to slow the game down a little bit. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the way it could, I think, personally. And I'm anxious to see what Kenny Atkinson gets these guys to do, style of play-wise.
Because I don't think Kenny Atkinson is a bad coach.
I think Kenny's a good coach.
I think Kenny Atkinson said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, and it's going to follow him throughout his entire career.
Yeah, the Knicks line.
Everywhere he goes, that was one of the silliest things. Were there things that Kenny Atkinson did as well in that playoff series that made my head hurt? Yes. Were there parts he should have called a timeout? Absolutely. Especially during that Knicks comeback.
During would've the 20-something really nice. Point comeback.
Yeah. Would have been really nice to call a timeout. Does he do things like that? Yes. But he has brought in an offense that moved, unlike what J.B. Bickerstaff had here, which he had a defensive lockdown presence. But boy, you watched it when you went up against it. That thing was the clogged toilet. And it was a mess. And you saw it in Cleveland, too. You would get a little bit of action, then everybody would kind of just look at Donovan and go, okay,
can you bail us out?
Make something happen, bud.
Yeah.
And it seems like year two, maybe we get more of that offense. The main thing is the two guards need to buy in, and especially Harden, that, hey, you need to be able to play multiple ways. It can't just be pounded pick and roll.
You don't need to turn Peyton Watson into a 20-point-a-game scorer. That's not why he's here. But you also don't need to see him regress and not score double digits.
But you need to get him enough touches. That's what I mean.
You got to get him the ball where he wants it and get him his, I would say, 12 to 15 points a game.
It was the great Steve Nash line, and he was always so good at saying this. And I think this was in 6 Seconds or Less, the book that came out about D'Antoni and the Suns and all that kind of stuff. And D'Antoni always said one of the best things about Nash was the fact that he was so good at knowing who needed touches and to make sure that we never ran a play for Sean Marion, but Sean Marion at least got the ball enough that he would hustle down on defense and lock down whomever he was facing.